out the window and a chance of storms. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. The home of a prominent and controversial Wilson County pastor has been raided over allegations of financial mismanagement. Greg Locke of Global Vision Bible Church is known for holding book burnings, bucking pandemic-era health guidelines, and more recently for casting out spirits. He spoke about the raid during a church service over the weekend, saying more than 50 agents entered his home with a battering ram, taking records and devices. The Wilson County Sheriff's Office tells the Tennessean its deputies helped secure the perimeter around Locke's house in a search that involved the Internal Revenue Service. Nashville now has more early voting locations. Starting tomorrow morning, all 15 will be open for state and federal contests. Those include the partisan primaries for governor, Congress, and the state house. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports at least half of voters tend to choose the early voting option.
Davidson County's new elections administrator, John Richardson, knows that convenience matters to a lot of voters, but they don't all live close to a poll.
I wanted to do a deeper dive into where voters live and where they vote early, because I wanted to make data-driven decisions.
The numbers prompted expanded early voting sites, most noticeably at the Skerritt Bennett Center near Vanderbilt.
We looked at the Midtown. It was like bright red, like long overdue.
Metro also had to replace the Green Hills Library because it's going through renovations. That is typically the number one most popular early voting site. Now, folks can go to the Community Foundation. Finally, in South Nashville, the Election Commission's new office will take voters. That's on Murfreesboro Pike near the airport's cell phone lot. During early voting, you can go to any location, but on Election Day, you'll have to go to your assigned polling place. Tony Gonzalez, WPLN News.
Early voting runs for 2 weeks. You can find more resources at our website, WPLN.org. Partly cloudy skies tonight. We expect lows in the mid-70s.
This is